World Soccer Talk Radio is here with you on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network. My name is Nate Abarea, your host here of World Soccer Talk Radio. Subscribe to us on iTunes, TuneIn, and Stitcher. Check us out at worldsoccertalk.com. Find us on Twitter at World Soccer Talk. Find me on Twitter and send me all that abuse that you can come up with at NateWST. I've been getting condolences from folks on Twitter here this morning and this afternoon, all about Nigel Pearson, my favorite manager in all of the world, being suddenly sacked by Leicester City over a difference in perspective. Or actually, I should get this quote straight, get this correct. Differences in perspective. Oh, Nigel, strangle me, rescue me, call me an ostrich. You'll always be a hero in my book. And I know the Foxes fans all around the world have got to feel the same way after the great escape that you and the boys pulled off this past Premier League season. But differences in perspective. See, Nigel Pearson sacked by Leicester City, shedding a tear as I speak. Chile and Peru last night in Copa America. The good, the bad, and the ugly. I felt like I was watching an opera. Chile 2, Peru 1. Just sensational. Eduardo Vargas with a brace to send the host through to the final. I had him winning it all at the beginning of this thing. I still got him winning it all right now. Chile into the final of Copa America 2015 on their home soil. The first goal from Eduardo Vargas, Ray Hudson said it was a finish uglier than frog's breath, but he don't care. To him, it's the finest cologne. Oh, thank you for the Rayisms all tournament long, Mr. Hudson. And then the second goal, what a strike. Check out the brace yesterday over Peru for Eduardo Vargas. Today, it's the day of reckoning for the U.S. women. USA Germany in the semifinal of the Women's World Cup. And my favorite player of all, Megan Rapinoe, is back. What will she have to say? What will she be doing this evening up in Canada as the USA take on Deutschland with a spot in the final at stake? Our guest in this edition of the show, one Tony Meola, one of the greatest to put on the gloves for the U.S. of A. Cannot wait to take a trip down memory lane with Tony Meola, talking all about the 1990 and 1994 World Cup, so much more, and catching up with what he's been up to at BN Sports, working the Copa America with that star-studded crew. Nate Abarea and Tony Meola with you on the other side of this break. It's World Soccer Talk Radio, Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Are you sick and tired of paying more than $100 a month for your TV bill? Well, if so, I've got the solution for you. It's called Fubo TV, and it's the best way to watch the greatest leagues from around the world. Fubo TV is a legal and affordable streaming service that delivers live and on-demand HD broadcasts of BN Sports, Goal TV, Benfica TV, and more. That means you can watch La Liga, Serie A, the Bundesliga, Ligue 1, Copa America, and more. With Fubo TV, the broadcast stream to your computer, smartphone, tablet, Roku, or Amazon Fire TV. Plus, Fubo TV works with Chromecast, so you can cast the games to your TV set. Best of all, Fubo TV is offering a 2-week free trial, so you can watch as much soccer as you like. Go to fubo.tv/radio and sign up today. And if you love what you see, a monthly subscription to Fubo TV is only $6.99 per month. So sign up at fubo.tv/radio right now. FUBO.TV/radio and start enjoying the best soccer from around the world at home, work, or on the go.
Soccer fans, I have a question for you. Which is the only soccer network in the United States that shows games from Ajax, PSV, Colo Colo, Benfica, Zenit, and other teams? The answer is NGSN, a brand new online sports network that offers live and on-demand games from 7 different leagues from around the world for free, no strings attached. With your free 90-day trial, you can watch as many league games from the following countries as you like: Holland, Portugal, Russia, Chile, Bolivia, Ecuador, and Venezuela. NGSN is the only place you can watch Eredivisie games, featuring star players such as Memphis Depay, Andres Guardado, Aaron Johansson, and many more. Plus, all of the games from those leagues are available on your Windows PC or Mac, and your Apple iPhone or Android device. Commentaries are offered in English or Spanish, plus the games are in HD. Now, this is a completely new and legal way to watch soccer games in the United States. Try it, and I think you'll be impressed. All you have to do is go to freesoccertrial.com and sign up today for your free 90-day trial to NGSN. No credit card is required. You just sign up and go. Again, that's freesoccertrial.com. Cheers.
Steiner Sports is the most trusted sports collectibles company in the country, carrying exclusive items from your favorite teams and athletes. Commemorate the Golden State Warriors championship win with exclusive prints and canvases featuring Warriors star Stephen Curry and championship MVP Andre Iguodala. For this week only, shop SteinerSports.com and use promo code CHAMPS20 at checkout for 20% off your order. That's SteinerSports.com, S-T-E-I-N-E-R-S-P-O-R-T-S.com, with promo code CHAMPS20 for 20% off your purchase.
Nate Abarea back here with you on World Soccer Talk Radio on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network. It is a great privilege to welcome onto the show one of the all-time greats to put on the gloves for the U.S. of A. It is Mr. Tony Miola. Tony, you've been working as part of that incredible cast over there at BN Sports for Copa America. So before we take a glorious trip down USA memory lane, got to ask you, how has the summer at BN treated you thus far?
It's been good, Nate. What's happening? Hope everything's well. It's been fun, especially lately, because I think if you've watched the games, the first round outside of Chile and maybe a performance by Peru as an underdog, there weren't a lot of really compelling games. You know, the game started to heat up as the quarterfinals started, and now that we're down to the semifinals, they're getting even better. Obviously, Chile, the host nation, getting through last night. Tonight, Argentina will take on a Paraguay team that I picked, funny enough, prior to after the first round of games, I picked to potentially win the Copa America, and everyone thought I was crazy. So I got some praise the other night for my pick, because Paraguay looks to be good, but of course they're going up against Argentina, who in my eyes hasn't played great throughout the tournament. But I do think Tata Martino and Messi have figured out the lineup a little bit, and they looked really good against Colombia. If it wasn't for David Ospina having just an outstanding game, I thought it could have been a 2-3 nil game for Argentina, but they ended up getting it done in penalty kicks.
Well, I love it. I had Chile winning it all from the beginning. Many people told me I was absolutely insane. So how about that? We could have the ultimate upset special final matchup, Tony. It'd be your Paraguay squad against the host nation in Chile. Wouldn't that be something with all the big boys getting knocked out? We'll see if Lionel Messi has something to say about that this evening. I got to ask you one quick question about a conversation. I talked about this with Phil Shane the other day here on the show. Richard Keys and Andy Gray on BN Sports had this incredible debate on keepers coming out feet first. And it started with Pedro Gallese of Peru. Right. And I don't know if you've seen too many of these arguments. I don't know how many of these on camera or off camera you've been.
I was on that day with them. I was on the panel. I don't do a lot of the games. I was on that day. It started with our show. I remember it. I forget who the second one was that came out, and then Andy Gray kind of threw his arms up in the air, you know, like, this is ludicrous that goalkeepers would do it.
This is what I wanted to ask you about, Tony, is what do you make of Andy, you know, kind of guilting the goalkeepers and saying nobody should ever come out with their feet. You come out hands first. You put your head on the line. What do you make of all this? What do you make of Richard Keys throwing
well,
Andy, calm down. You know, David De Gea and Manuel Neuer have made pretty good habits of coming out with their feet lately.
They do it a little bit different, De Gea and Neuer. They do it to spread themselves. They don't come out like a slide tackle, and I think that's what he was against. And it's not necessarily what I was taught. I was taught, you know, be brave, go out with your hands. I think you can make more adjustments when you go out with your hands. If a ball gets nicked or if it takes a bad hop, it's quicker to adjust with your hands than your feet. But Andy has taken exception. But if you notice in the extra show that we do at 10 o'clock, I'm always happy when it doesn't end by slaughtering the goalkeepers for some play that they maybe made along the way, you know. But, there's been some good, there's been some bad, but I think you'd agree that we've probably seen that in most of the tournaments we watch.
Absolutely. And hey, we gotta start this trip down memory lane here. I am known to get quite nostalgic here on this show, and it was actually related.
I hope I remember some of it.
Oh, I'm sure you will. It was actually last Monday. There was a great storyline in American soccer relating to the Women's World Cup with the USA taking on Colombia, and it happened to be 21 years to the day of the men's national team taking on Colombia in the 1994 World Cup. So there are all these great comparison, say U.S. women, you know, channel some inspiration from the men back in 1994, and the USA did go on to beat Colombia in the Women's World Cup round of 16. You guys beating Colombia 2-1 on June 22nd, 1994. When you think back to that day at the Rose Bowl, Tony, what are some of the first things that come to mind?
Well, that was only like 4 or 5 years ago, right?
Exactly.
My math. Okay. So I'm really not 46 then, right? Is that what we're saying here? It was one of those days in American soccer that hopefully no one forgets. And I was lucky enough, obviously, to be on the field, but it was the first time in sort of modern history where we did something in the World Cup that hardly anybody thought we could do, you know? And if you really delve into that Colombian team, they were picked by many to go to the semifinals of the World Cup, you know, and obviously we've come to learn since then there was so much pressure on that team and they had to deal with so many things at home. And, of course, the unfortunate situation or the tragic situation with Andres Escobar and what happened there and the pressure that team had to deal with. But truth of the matter is that was probably the best Colombian team that there had ever been at that point. You know, now, of course, they look at this particular Colombian team with Jaimes and that group and, you know, a really good group of players. But I think of it and have nothing but fond memories for U.S. soccer with the fact that there was a really tragic situation that should never happen, a game that dealt with the result of that game. But as far as results go, you know, there really wasn't, you know, go back to England in 1940 and that game and beating them and, 1-0, I think the score was in that one, but not a lot of people that remembered it, you know, they remembered it from reading about it, but this was one that everybody could see and everybody could feel, and it kind of was the springboard for soccer in this country in this modern era, and really was the springboard for, you know, a sustained league in Major League Soccer.
Well, Tony, I actually had the great pleasure of watching the extended match highlights of that game earlier today. And there's one play in that game that always stands out for me. And you then become a part of it from about 100 yards away. And I speak of Marcelo Balboa almost scoring what would have been one of the greatest goals in World Cup history, that overhead kick that misses by inches. And there's this famous shot of you and back in your goal, turning back, just giving that sign, going, that missed by that much. What do you remember about that play, and how much does that shot stay with you to this day?
Well, yeah, I was actually motioning to one of our, you don't know where cameras are, you know, one of our doctors that had always stood behind the goal was there. And it was kind of he was like, you know, that was so close, and I was, you know, just obviously made that motion that it just missed by a couple of inches. But I remember, you know, years after that, and we still joke with Marcelo all the time. That was, and now the number will sound small, but we used to joke with him that was the difference in like $2 to $3 million in his life, right? Because now, like $2 to $3 million, you know, guys are making that. It seems like monthly, but back then it was a lot of money, and we still joke with him if that goes in. But yeah, look, it was another thing to remember about this historic day, and we kind of took outside of the first 10 minutes of the game and the last 10 minutes of the game were completely dominated by Colombia. You remember there was a play, ball ends up hitting off the or Mike Sorber saves it off the line, it hits him. Fernando Clavijo was involved in that play. If that thing goes in for Colombia, who knows? I mean, you know, that team was good enough to run, you know, rampant on you. And it doesn't go in, and then it becomes our game for like 70 minutes. And we completely control the game. And then, of course, when it was 2-0, the you know, Colombians were putting pressure on. They ended up getting one on a rebound. And I tell you, I got to tell you a funny story real quick. I know we got a little bit of time, but my best friend, Sal Rosamilia, was in the stadium at the time, and we had had breakfast in the morning. He had come by the hotel, and he was like, man, can you believe you're playing against Colombia? It was so amazing that we were playing that game. And he's like, listen, man, if you get a shutout, I promise you, I'm streaking across the field naked. And I'm like, dude, you know, there's a lot of cops here. You can't do this. So this is a true story. Game is going on. There's 100,000 people in the stadium. And I look over to the bench, and behind the bench, I spot him in the first row in the aisle, just ready to jump. And all I could think about when this game was going on was, my man's going to jail, you know. And I could think about, I can't wait to be the guy to put this guy in jail, you know, because we get a shutout. And sure enough, he didn't end up going on the field. But, you know, sometimes you go back and think of stupid things that go through your head sometimes when the play's going on or when the game's going on. I remember it like it was yesterday. But those are, I mean, you ask me for my memories when I sit, you know, on Thanksgiving and people come over and we talk about, you know, if it ever comes up and my kids ask, those are kind of the stories I tell them.
That Colombian goal in the 90th minute saving your good buddy a jail sentence.
Yeah,
indeed.
Yeah, right.
What a day, June the 22nd, 1994. We're going to talk a little bit more with Tony Meola about his time with the U.S. men's national team, his Italian heritage, and his thoughts on the current U.S. goalkeeping situation. World Soccer Talk Radio with you after this. Stay tuned.
Are you sick and tired of paying more than $100 a month for your TV bill? Well, if so, I've got the solution for you. It's called Fubo TV, and it's the best way to watch the greatest leagues from around the world. Fubo TV is a legal and affordable streaming service that delivers live and on-demand HD broadcasts of BN Sports, Goal TV, Benfica TV, and more. That means you can watch La Liga, Serie A, the Bundesliga, Ligue 1, Copa America, and more. With Fubo TV, the broadcast stream to your computer, smartphone, tablet, Roku, or Amazon Fire TV. Plus, Fubo TV works with Chromecast, so you can cast the games to your TV set. Best of all, Fubo TV is offering a 2-week free trial, so you can watch as much soccer as you like. Go to fubo.tv/radio and sign up today. And if you love what you see, a monthly subscription to Fubo TV is only $6.99 per month. So sign up at fubo.tv/radio right now. FUBO.TV/radio and start enjoying the best soccer from around the world at home, work, or on the go.
Soccer fans, I have a question for you. Which is the only soccer network in the United States that shows games from Ajax, PSV, Colo-Colo, Benfica, Zenit, and other teams? The answer is NGSN, a brand new online sports network that offers live and on-demand games from 7 different leagues from around the world for free, no strings attached. With your free 90-day trial, you can watch as many league games from the following countries as you like: Holland, Portugal, Russia, Chile, Bolivia, Ecuador, and Venezuela. NGSN is the only place you can watch Eredivisie games, featuring star players such as Memphis Depay, Andres Guardado, Aaron Johansson, and many more. Plus, all of the games from those leagues are available on your Windows PC or Mac, and your Apple iPhone or Android device. Commentaries are offered in English or Spanish, plus the games are in HD. Now, this is a completely new and legal way to watch soccer games in the United States. Try it, and I think you'll be impressed. All you have to do is go to freesoccertrial.com and sign up today for your free 90-day trial to NGSN. No credit card is required. You just sign up and go. Again, that's freesoccertrial.com. Cheers.
Are you tired of network announcers who are clearly pulling for the other team? Check out Rabble.tv, a new kind of television experience where you are in control of the audio. Rabble.tv allows users like you to broadcast your insights and opinions about sports and entertainment, free from the restraint of network predictability. Rabblers are creating a fresh new type of audio entertainment. Mute your TV and do your own play-by-play, provide running commentary, or just banter with your buddies. Or you can listen to other fans who love your team as much as you do. It's live, it's new, it's Rabble. Rabble.tv.
World Soccer Talk Radio. What it is it good for? We're here with you on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network, iTunes, TuneIn, and Stitcher. Nate Abarea is my name. Tony Miola is our guest in this edition of World Soccer Talk Radio. Tony, I want to talk with you now about your Italian heritage. Your father, and actually let's talk about your goalkeeping heritage as well. Your father was a goalkeeper who played professionally in Italy, I believe. And talk about your Italian background in a soccer sense and in a cultural sense. And talk about what your Italian roots mean to you.
Well, my dad played in the in the youth system in Avellino. He was actually a defender. I'm first generation in the U.S. My mom and dad were both born in Avellino. I tried for years to get Italian citizenship. They changed the laws for about 4 years while I would the years that I was born. So it made it really, really difficult. Always wanted to go back to Italy and play. Had the opportunity to do it in the World Cup, but it certainly is where sort of the love of the game started for me, was from my dad. And, 1982, I watched the Italian team win the World Cup with him, and Dino Zoff became my hero. I later in life had a bunch of opportunities to spend time with Dino Zoff and, learn from him and talk to him about different situations, and it was just a huge thrill for me. But I guess in a lot of ways, I kind of my career played out the way, my dad, kind of fulfilling my dad's dreams, and that was playing at the highest level and playing in a World Cup and representing your country. And I always used to question all the time, we went to Rome to play in the World Cup. I had to ask him up to like the last conversation I had with him before the game on who he was rooting for. Was he rooting for us or was he rooting for Italy? I wasn't quite sure at the time, but I think I sold him on the U.S. and, but it's certainly part of my makeup, and I'm proud of my Italian heritage, and since I retired, I've won a few awards in the Italian American community, both locally and nationally, and really, really proud of it. Proud of what my mom and dad were able to do here. And I think in a lot of ways, because I didn't grow up with a silver spoon in my mouth, as they say, that helped me along the way, because I still look at it and say, I probably was no better than a lot of guys. I just worked a lot harder than some guys I knew, and I had this attitude that I wasn't going to stop, And look, when it's all said and done, some people, it's like your radio show, Some people are going to listen to you one day and they're going to like the show, and, then some people aren't going to like the show, but you keep working hard, And that's kind of what I looked at my career. Some people liked the way you play, some people didn't. The one thing I think, all of us that take pride in what we do, that would probably be the biggest hit to you would be if someone said you didn't work hard enough, and you weren't there all the time. And that for me, I think, again, I got from my parents and the way that they really had to go about their daily life when they came to the U.S., because they really had nothing when they got here.
Well, as far as hard work goes, I don't think there's any finer example of it in U.S. soccer history than the squad that qualified for the 1990 World Cup. And we've had Eric Winalda and a few others on this show who talk about that qualification campaign. And even though, going and losing three matches in Italia 90, but what that, just the qualification and even a couple of the performances in the World Cup, what those meant to American soccer and to the growth of the national team, and Eric still calls it, you know, one of the most underappreciated aspects of his entire time with the U.S. men's national team, and the magnitude of Paul Caligiuri's goal in Trinidad and Tobago back in 1989 that qualified you guys for that tournament. Talk about what 1990 and that World Cup means to you, and what it, in your opinion, means to U.S. soccer historically.
To put it in some perspective, you know, and you know, we can kind of project the future a little bit, I think, here with soccer in this country. No one born after 1990, right, whatever, I don't think is ever going to have to say the U.S. hasn't qualified for a World Cup in 40 years, right? And that's kind of what we were up against. And, you know, in 86, they came close, couldn't get it done. And it was a group of guys. You talk about hard work. I mean, there were guys there that were working jobs and had to take off jobs to train. They had understanding bosses. We probably, there were probably some guys that could have been part of that that maybe couldn't make it because of their what we'll call normal life, right? Their work life. And, it was, you know, I came at a time where I was in college, so it was easy to leave college. Bruce Arena was my college coach at Virginia, and I was able to talk to him and leave college and be part of the qualification. He was a guy that got it. But I'll tell you what, if I was, you know, if I didn't go to college, maybe I would have been working someplace and maybe wouldn't have been able to have the opportunity. So there, you talk about hard work and sacrifice, and, you know, Bob Gantzer put a group of guys together that, you know, he thought could get this done, and he had so many different battles that no national team coach is ever going to have ever again. And I agree with Eric Winalda, and I'm sure some of those other guys said the same thing. That particular group, you know, really, really changed the face of soccer in this country and really made us believe that we should be part of the World Cup. Now we have different expectations, right? And now we're talking about getting out of the group of death is not good enough, and getting to the quarterfinals in 2002, we wanted more and probably should have gotten a little bit more, you know. But it all started with that group, you know, getting us there for the first time and getting us some experience. We learned so much in 1990 about how to do our preparation and maybe, more importantly, how not to do some things. And then Bora took over in 94, and we moved forward a little bit, and we just hope every World Cup we learn a little bit more and get a little better at it.
Well, you talk about a manager being faced with a task that few others have. Find me another manager in history. I'll throw this out to you listeners. Hit me up on Twitter at NateWST. Find me another manager that took a group of essentially part-time players, some professionals, and a few college kids to a World Cup. It's absolutely incredible, and it's a story that should be talked about much, much more, and that is the qualification for the 1990 World Cup and what that did for the future of American soccer. We've got 3 minutes left here with you, Tony. I know you got to run back, busy over there at BN Sports, prepping for the Argentina-Paraguay match in the semifinals of Copa America this evening. So in the 3 minutes that we got left here with you, I want to ask you your opinion on the current U.S. goalkeeping situation, especially going into the Gold Cup with Guzan, Raimondo, and this wild card that is William Yarborough, the León goalkeeper, one of my personal favorites. Who, in your opinion, right now is the U.S. number one? Is it for sure Brad Guzan? And even looking forward into qualification for 2018 with Tim Howard returning to the fold, who do you got as your firm number one with the USA?
Well, you know, Brad Guzan right now is the guy I think you put there. Nick Raimondo offers a lot of experience. Yarborough offers maybe a look into the future. I think you can throw probably Bill Hamid into that conversation, Sean Johnson into that conversation. Cody Cropper, I think, has a little ways to go. I did see he made a move today or yesterday from Southampton, I think, to MK Dons to get some more playing time. I think that's kind of hindered him a little bit. He did have that concussion a year ago or a year and a half ago. You know, so I think it looks bright. And, of course, Tim Howard thing, you know, you just never know when you come back and you take time off. I think people will ultimately assume that he will step right in there and be number one. But, look, we've seen Jurgen Klinsmann some decisions maybe that we scratched our head with or questions a little bit, you know. And look, that's the part of being a national team coach. We can talk about Jill Ellis and what's gone on with the U.S. women's team, you know, and of course want to wish them all the best tonight in what they do. And it's never easy, but I like the fact that we have a bunch of names and we have a bunch of possible candidates, and hopefully, you know, they will continue to perform well, and hopefully they won't be asked to do as much as Tim Howard had to do against Belgium right next time around. But you know, kudos to him for what he got done there. But look, we've been strong in that area for a long time. It's something that I kind of, when I watch, I kind of take personal pride in, just when I'm sitting on the couch watching a game. And I think they all do too. And hopefully that part of it, you know, as much as I don't want to ever say we haven't qualified for a World Cup in 40 years, I don't ever want to hear we don't have good enough goalkeepers on the national team.
Absolutely. Spoken true as ever. Tony Meola, it has been a great, great privilege talking with you. Hope we can work this out again soon. Best of luck closing out Copa America over there on BN Sports, and may the summer continue to bless you with glorious soccer, sir. Thanks again.
Thanks, pal. I appreciate it.
Again, that was Tony Meola, one of the all-time greats to put on the gloves for the U.S. of A.
Over 75 years, Geico's kept an eye on the future, keeping customers happy with things like 24/7 customer support and emergency roadside service. And to prove it, here's one of our commercials from over 75 years ago.
At Geico, we promise to always find innovative new ways to serve you. In fact, we're so innovative, in 75 years, they'll listen to this old radio commercial and think, wow, they were innovative.
Wow, we are innovative.
Geico, saving people money for over 75 years.
Tired of calls, levies, and liens from the IRS or hiring others who don't get the job done? Call Wall & Associates and you'll never talk to the IRS again. The IRS has a program to eliminate tax debt, and Wall & Associates professionals are trained to maximize its benefits for you. You always speak with a live person with real support and real knowledge. We've helped thousands of taxpayers like you settle their tax debt with the IRS for a fraction of what they owe. We solve tax problems. Call Wall & Associates now, 800-480-5708. We have the professionals who know how to solve tax problems. If you owe money to the IRS, your tax problems are not going away by themselves, and the passage of time will only make matters worse. Act now, before it's too late. Call Wall & Associates right now to speak to a professional tax relief agent. Call 800-480-5708. That's 800-480-5708. Again, 800-480-5708.
Hi, Rick Tittle here. You may know me as the sports talk host. I can talk about all sports: football, basketball, baseball, hockey, soccer, golf, tennis, auto racing, boxing, Olympics, rollerball. But this time I'm here to talk about pain. If you have pain in your knee or your back like I do, then you should know about the Health Alert Hotline. If Medicare is your primary insurance, then you could qualify for a back or knee brace at little or no charge. I have an old injury from my football playing days, and anything that can help take that pain away and make it more manageable, that has my attention. I love the free delivery, and they take care of the paperwork for you. So if you have Medicare and need help for back, ankle, knee, or shoulder pain, please call the Health Alert Hotline at 800-428-1570. That's 800-428-1570. 1570. Agents are standing by 24/7, so go ahead and call now. 800-428-1570.
Want to be the next great sports announcer? Check out Rabble.tv, where you call the action. You already know more than the guys on TV. It's time to show the world what you can do by sharing your insights and opinions about the sports you love, like football, baseball, basketball, soccer, MMA, wrestling, and more. Everything from the biggest matchups in the world to a game right in your neighborhood. Join other Rabblers who are creating a fresh new type of audio entertainment. So mute the audio coming from that network guy who never liked your team anyway, and let us hear what you think. Rabble.tv.
World Soccer Talk Radio, back here with you on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network. Thanks to you for subscribing to us on iTunes, TuneIn, and Stitcher. Tell a friend, why don't you? Check out worldsoccertalk.com for some of the most fantastic soccer journalism in the globe. Find us on Twitter at World Soccer Talk. Find me on Twitter, Nate Abarea, at Nate WST. Huge thank you to Tony Miola for joining us in this edition of World Soccer Talk Radio. It was great chatting with Tony about the Copa America down there in Chile 2015, his work with BN Sports, and taking a glorious trip down USA memory lane, talking all about USA Colombia, the 1990 World Cup, his Italian heritage. And I'm going to get back into here in a few minutes Tony's thoughts on the current goalkeeping situation for the USA, because he said something there before he departed that had me raising a couple eyebrows as we went to break there and during the commercials, and that is Jurgen Klinsmann's attitude towards players, let's just say, taking sabbaticals. I know Landon Donovan and Tim Howard are entirely different people, but we saw, and we should point out too, entirely different situations. Tim Howard did not go off to Cambodia for a few months and dump everything and say I had a nasty breakup with the love of my life and that's no more. I need to get away from it all and go walk through the hills of Cambodia, which was this incredible story that Landon Donovan created from a personal standpoint, one that Jurgen Klinsmann did not appreciate all too much. When you look at Tim Howard, it's not identical in any way, but there is this international soccer sabbatical of sorts that has gone on, and we'll see how Jurgen reacts to Timmy potentially after the Gold Cup and once World Cup qualifying starts, just inserting himself right back into the fold and maybe assuming that he's just going to walk back into the door and be the number one for the U.S. men's national team. We'll see what Brad Guzan, we'll see what Nick Raimondo, even William Yarborough will have to say about that. I'm telling you, the Gold Cup is going to teach us a lot or show us a lot as far as this U.S. goalkeeping situation. Talked about Copa America. Copa America final on Saturday, on the 4th of July. How do you want to celebrate your 4th of July here in the U.S. of A.? How about Copa America, the final of this grand, grand tournament taking place in Santiago, Chile? The hosts are in the final. I had them winning the whole damn thing, and I still think that they can win the whole damn thing. Argentina and Paraguay going at it later on this evening for a spot in the final to take on the host nation, Chile. So who will it be? You got three teams left as we stand right now as far as competing for the final. Chile in it, Argentina and Paraguay tonight. Who will be crowned the champions of Copa America? Well, whoever it will be, I would like to invite you to join Argentine soccer expert Sam Kelly on Rabble.tv for a real fan's perspective. Knowing Sam Kelly's work and having interviewed Sam Kelly a couple times on the show, I'm hoping, as much as I love upsets and as much as Tony Miola loves the upsets, and Tony, who actually had Paraguay making it all the way to the final, I'm hoping Argentina beats Paraguay, because Sam Kelly doing an Argentina-Chile final would just be absolute gold on Rabble.tv. And that is where Sam is going to be on Saturday, 4th of July, Rabble.tv. The concept is simple. All you got to do, tune into the broadcast on TV, then press the mute button and head on over to Rabble.tv on your computer or your smartphone to listen to soccer fans sharing their analysis. And if you got an iPhone, if you haven't done this already, get to it. Come on. Install the Rabble TV app today. Add a comment to the broadcast message board. Then listen live via the app on Saturday. Mark your calendars. Saturday, 4th of July, 4 p.m. Eastern time here in the U.S. of A. Celebrate the Copa America final with Sam Kelly. Broadcasting live from his beautiful apartment in Argentina on Rabble .tv. Cannot wait for that. We'll see what Argentina and Paraguay do this evening. Who will take on the Chileans in the final? They're suddenly red hot Chileans. I mean, are you seeing what Alexis Sanchez is doing out there? Eduardo Vargas with that brace last night. I've had my money on Chile all along, and I still think that they can do it. Just got some great, great video sent to me on Twitter by a couple of USA women's national team fans. of the team leaving the hotel and heading on over to the Olympic Stadium in Montreal, where they will be taking on Germany in just a few hours with a spot in the Women's World Cup final on the line. My favorite player of all, Megan Rapinoe, is back in, I'm not going to say in the lineup, she's back in the potential selection group for Jill Ellis. I think gangster rap, Pinot Noir, whatever you want to call her, the glorious, glorious woman that is Megan Rapinoe. I think, I have a hunch, she's going to get back in to the starting lineup. But we've seen Jill Ellis shuffle things all throughout this tournament, and people are calling the U.S. inconsistent and saying that Jill Ellis is unable to make her mind up, and all this glass is half full, glass half empty debate that's gone on around the U.S. women's national team. I guess nothing is a sure thing when it comes to lineups. We'll see what Abby Wambach's role is this evening for the U.S. women, but I sure hope and I think that Megan Rapinoe will be back in the starting 11 for the USA. But a great storyline, and thanks to you beautiful folks on Twitter for sending this to me. The USA and Germany leaving both about an hour ago over to the Olympic Stadium in Montreal, in Quebec, in French Canada. And they were leaving the same hotel, getting ready for the biggest match in years for either team. And they're staying at the same hotel, and there are a few storylines, and I don't know the validity of all of these, but there were stories that came out that there were even some interactions between the players at this hotel in Montreal. Talk about awkward, getting ready to take each other on in a semifinal of the World Cup, and you're running into each other in the hallway going to get a bucket of ice. I mean, can you find a way, Canadian organizers, to not have the semifinalists staying at the same hotel? Are you kidding me? Bobby McMahon, a proud Canadian resident, a man who has called Canada home since the late 70s, growing up in Scotland originally. Bobby was our guest in yesterday's show. And Bobby wants to support Canada and wants to support this Canadian hosting that has gone on. But Bobby called it how he saw it, and that was that the Canada hosting of this Women's World Cup has been average at best. And whether it's the artificial turf debacle, whether it's the stadiums and the mishandling of fans, of US, of them not being ready for U.S. fans, for the crowds that have come in, a number of other mishaps from the Canadian organizers. This one, I mean, talk about taking this one to the kangaroo court, having the two semifinalists staying in the same hotel. It makes me laugh. I don't think the USA or Germany are going to point to this as any sort of thing that's going to hold them back. It's just comical, and it points to the average performance of the organizers of this tournament. But time to put all that nonsense to rest. It's USA. It's Germany. It's the semifinal of the Women's World Cup. England and Japan in the other semifinal. Would you believe in your wildest dreams a USA-England Women's World Cup final? Hey, we're a couple of wins collectively away from a USA-England final, but with how organized Japan has been and with how dominant this German team has seemed, with a few speed bumps in there. A lot of people have it being Germany and Japan, but hopefulness, erring on the side of hopefulness, wouldn't it be nice, a USA-England final? Or if the U.S. can get past Germany, talk about a chance for redemption against the Japanese and getting ultimate payback for the 2011 World Cup. USA and Japan, potentially a final matchup. We shall see. USA, Germany on Fox, 3 p.m. Pacific time, with the pregame with that Fox crew and their glorious, beautiful set up there in British Columbia, overlooking the waters of Vancouver. Every time I watch a pregame show on Fox, I just want to be in Vancouver. I opened the show by talking about this, and thanks to a couple of folks, Greg Woolley, Myron Theason, and Big Apple Arse, a few of you getting at me with condolences on Twitter. I opened up my Twitter account to condolences, to I'm sorry messages and posts from people this morning and this afternoon. I'm going, what the hell is going on? Why are people sending me things saying, hey, I hope you're doing all right. You know, I'm sorry that this had to happen. I know how much you loved this character that is. I know how much you loved what he brought to the Barclays Premier League. And I'm thinking, what happened? What's going on? I follow Liverpool summer news every day. Nothing big going on with my beloved Reds. No big transfer news today. No one departing the club. There's no, you know, I immediately was worrying. Did Coutinho leave? What's going on? No. It was my favorite manager in all the land being sacked. Nigel Pearson. Mr. Strangle ya, tell you to go kill yourself, tell you to bury your head in the sand, you filthy, filthy ostrich. Nigel Pearson, sacked by Leicester City. This is incredible because we had on the Premier League Review Show, on the World Soccer Talk podcast with Nick Webster, Robin Burt, Kartik Krishnayer, Grant Kerr, Nikki Hollander, the rest of that incredible crew that we had on the podcast all throughout the Premier League season. We had Nigel Pearson getting sacked, I'd put it conservatively, at 50 different times throughout the season. A team that was in 20th place, in dead last, for the heavy majority of the Premier League season. He never gets sacked. All the while, he's choking people, he's cursing at reporters, he's flipping off fans, never gets sacked. And then, out of nowhere, Nigel Pearson helps lead one of the greatest escapes in relegation battle history, the battle to avoid relegation in the Premier League. What Leicester City did this past season was historic on every level, and Nigel Pearson was at the center of it and helped galvanize the troops and really illustrated to the world that philosophy of, hey, no matter who's against you, no matter what's against you, as long as your players are on your side and your players have your back, the dressing room still supports you, that's all that matters. And Nigel Pearson and the players of Leicester City, those beautiful foxes this past season, they led that incredible great escape. And you're thinking, all right, time to build on it. Nigel Pearson in the next season. But differences in perspective cited by the Leicester City Board of Directors. Differences in perspective. See Nigel Pearson sacked by Leicester City. I'm shedding another tear. A little heartbroken. Maybe Brendan Rodgers will be gone and Nigel Pearson will find his way to Anfield. We shall see. I hope Nigel is not gone from the Premier League entirely. I hope he returns. I hope he returns to a club and then gets to take on Leicester City in a big match and beat the Foxes. As much as I love Leicester City, I almost love Nigel Pearson a little bit more. We're taking the express train home on the other side of this break. World Soccer Talk Radio here with you on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network. Come on, USA. Come on, Nigel Pearson. We're back after this. Someday when your head is much lighter. Someday, yeah, we'll walk in the rays of a beautiful sun. Someday when the world is much brighter.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So cancel the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
Right now to sign up for packages starting as low as $24.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $24.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card.
Call 877-499-MYTV. That's 877-499-MYTV.
Cancel the cable, cut costs, and get more.
Call now. 877-499-MYTV. That's 877-499-MYTV.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Clapper, Chief of Orthopedic Surgery at Cedars-Sinai Medical Group in Los Angeles, California. dedicated to your health, your life, and your sports. As a weekend warrior, you know about sports injuries and pain. Exercise is an important element in keeping your body's core in good shape to minimize sports injuries. But when you are in pain, there is one product that I recommend to my patients, and that is Blue Goo Gel. Blue Goo consists of a proprietary formula developed specifically for the treatment of inflammation and general muscle aches and strains. I recommend Blue Goo for my patients coping with hip and knee pain before surgery, especially bursitis and tendonitis. Give Blue Goo a try. Call 1-888-330-0123 and you'll receive a 1-week supply of Blue Goo absolutely free. The makers of Blue Goo are even paying the shipping. The number again is 1-888-330-0123. If you want more information on Blue Goo, visit online at www.dothegoo.com.
Now available at select Big Five stores near you.
Do you know which investment has tripled in price since the debt crisis and risen an average 20% a year for 11 years? It's not stocks, not bonds. It's silver. And right now, we at Lear Capital believe silver is poised to hit new record highs. And we're making it easier to own than ever. For a limited time, new customers with $5,000 or more to invest in gold or silver can get up to 10 certified Morgan Silver Dollars absolutely free. That's right, up to 10 100-year-old Morgan Silver Dollars when you invest $5,000 or more. A $600 value free. This offer is available for IRA accounts as well.
Call right now, 800-631-9229, 800-631-9229, 800-631-9229. Call Lear Capital now, 800-631-9229.
World Soccer Talk Radio back here with you on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network. Thanks to you for subscribing to us on iTunes, TuneIn, and Stitcher. Another huge thank you to Tony Miola, one of the all-time greats for the U.S. men's national team and working this summer covering Copa America for BN Sports. Huge thanks to Tony for joining us in this edition of the show. And thanks to you beautiful folks on Twitter for all of those I'm sorry for your loss tweets that I woke up to this morning with Nigel Pearson being sacked by Leicester City. I've also been getting a lot of tweets. I'm going to break away from the Women's World Cup and Copa America and Nigel Pearson and USA Memory Lane here to close out the show. I've been getting a lot of tweets about Liverpool, about my beloved Liverpool and what the Reds have been up to this summer and Brendan Rodgers' spending spree. Brought in Firmino, thought that was a fantastic signing. And then Sean O'Driscoll, the latest signing for the Reds. And next up, talking about signing Ludwig Augustinsson, then a German teenager named Fritz Thackermann. And from there, we'll see what comes. I do not really know who too many of these people are. I mean, I'm going to be quite honest. And I made up one of those names just to test you and see if you could tell the difference between Ludwig Augustinsson, Fritz Thackermann, and Sean O'Driscoll. Fritz Thackermann is not a real soccer player. Ludwig Augustinsson is, though, and he could be coming to Anfield. Whole lot of other rumors about players coming to Liverpool. Christian Benteke still rumored to be coming, but a lot of folks on Twitter after the Nathaniel Clyne signing were just raving about Liverpool's transfer activity. And then comes the fact that they're going back to mediocrity. And you talk with folks here in the States, former Liverpool player Stevie Nicol comes to mind immediately, someone who's never afraid to speak his mind about his former club. Are Liverpool satisfied with mediocrity? That's the scariest thought of all, that you look at the players that they're bringing in. Yeah, Firmino's fantastic, but we'll see if Ludwig Augustinsson comes to Anfield and takes everybody by storm. Cheers to you. What a show. My name is Nate Abarea. For the producer, Dom Jimenez, and the gaffer, Christopher Harris. Cheers. Bye for now.